At the exhibition of China's civil products with military technologies, the model of the 981 drilling platform is attracting many visitors. The actual drilling platform, the first of its kind independently designed and constructed by China, is 45 stories high and can take on board a load of up to 9,000 tons. Li Zhong, a representative from the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, which is behind the research and development of the drilling platform, says the project incorporated key technologies of military vessels.
981 drilling platform has an annual output equivalent to that of Daqing oil field. It is designed according to the features of the South China Sea. It can withstand heat waves, tides and undercurrents. Technologies in building military vessels are used to increase the platform's stability.
Military technologies are also used in everyday products. A security device displayed at the exhibition can conduct a non-contact security inspection on people and their belongings. Liu Hang from the China Electronics Group Corporation, the inventor of the device, says the most distinct feature of the product is that it is completely radiation-free.
This security device is very safe and can passively receive the terahertz radiated from human bodies. So it is non-radioactive and can be used widely in airports, stadiums, and exhibition halls. It can also be used for counter-terrorism operations.
Meanwhile, the information technology sector also sees an increasing number of military and civilian products. The China North Industries Corporation brings Beidou Intelligence Navigation System to the exhibition. Combining the technologies in Beidou's satellite navigation system and the military transportation of dangerous chemicals, the system not only offers customers more detailed information on temperatures and humidity, it can also guide vehicles or travelers even without cell phone signals. Chen Songcan from the China North Industries Corporation explained the functions of the system.
Beidou Intelligence Navigation System can be applied to civilian products. For example, armored cash carriers, tourist buses or travelers can use the system to connect with our urban integrated management system. By doing so, they can be monitored and rescued.
Other products at the exhibition included the Chang'e Lunar Probe, the Long March 5 carrier rocket, and the Chinese manned deep-sea submersible Jiaolong. The exhibition runs till Sunday. For CRI, this is Chen Xianming.